o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Riley Yauch just asked me an important question. Do you know what you'll be discussing to start the 11 o'clock hour? To which I said, no, I do not.
Yeah, that is good.
Because I feel like, and maybe this is another example of, and this is in no way a slight on Riley, because he is one of our rising stars. And we certainly did not have his dating techniques on the show sheet to begin the program. But it does seem like, especially when Jesse's here, maybe something he does or something he says triggers something in you, Marky, that leads to you having a thought that leads to us being sidetracked from the scheduled topic. Now, I have the rundown in front of me, and I talked to Devontae Wyatt at the same time as our friend Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated did. He wrote about him. I have saved that story because I would like to write it a little sooner before camp as we're getting to ramp up into training camp mode. But that is a topic. It's a good topic. He got the fifth-year option. Quay Walker didn't. Sure. Quay Walker didn't participate in the off-season program, and I saw him go by on one of those one-legged scooters with his ankle that he injured in Seattle in some sort of boot. So I don't know if he had surgery. We didn't get to talk to Quay. He did say hello to me while he was riding the stationary bike one day at practice, but that was the extent of my interaction with Quay. So I don't know what's going on with him, but he's in a contract year now, as are many other players, by the way. On this team, Devontae Wyatt is not. He got the fifth-year option, which means, barring a trade, I suppose, he is going to be on this team not only this year, but next year as well. And certainly it's possible that he will have a breakout year and prove to have been worth being a first-round draft pick. So that's an interesting topic. I'm certainly happy to discuss it. But I do feel like I have maybe squelched you a little bit and your creativity, your gosh darn creativity.
So what would make you think that? Because is there ever a time that if something pops into my head or is triggered by something either you or Riley say that I don't interject? I'm trying to get better about not immediately, but very closely to. Does that not happen? So if that is indeed the case, don't you think I would have brought that to the table as we are sitting here on a Friday?
For sure, and that's why I'm putting it more on myself and Riley and not on you, that neither of us, other than his dating information, which I thought was gold, by the way.
Gold, Jerry. Gold.
Has triggered anything in that old noggin, old T.
Yeah.
So have we not brought the requisite, goods to get you to say, you know what's interesting? Like, kind of like Andy Rooney. Did you ever notice? You're like our modern day Andy Rooney.
You know what's funny, though? You give me grief all the time about J.R. Ewing and all of my old references. And then you go with maybe the oldest dude that ever lived on TV as your reference point to that. And you're comparing me to him? My eyebrows are nowhere near as bushy as Andy Rooney.
For the younger audience, could you elaborate on who Andy Rooney is? I've never heard of this guy.
So he is someone you should know who they are. So I highly recommend finding out more about him. He was in World War II.
Oh.
So I happened upon him. I think this is why he was in my brain just now, comparing Tausch to him.
He was on a Law & Order episode?
He was not. He was on CBS, which you would think someone who is such a devoted CBS watcher like yourself with Murder, She Wrote, and Dallas, and Falcon's Crest, and everything else you used to watch on that channel.
I haven't watched a CBS, outside of a little bit of Survivor that when my kids were interested, I don't think I've watched CBS, and this is, I wouldn't tell this to Kelly Call, because he's our boy, but CBS has been for older people for a long time.
Well, first of all, Kelly Call doesn't work there anymore. So he might, you know, he might say, you know what, Tausch, that's fair criticism. They didn't listen to me. I wanted to get younger, and we didn't do it. I was like Goody at CBS. I wanted younger shows.
Sure.
But be that as it may, he was I believe, at D-Day, or he was on Omaha Beach, for one. And then for very, 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 very long time, he was on 60 Minutes.
How many years was he on? Because Joshy's getting after us. What year did Andy Rooney start on 60 Minutes?
Andy Rooney 70s? Joined CBS in 1949.
Okay, so Josh, come on now.
I mean, look, can you give us a hard time? He passed away in 2011, but he was still like on 60 Minutes close to the end, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's put it this way. A reference to Andy Rooney, while he was very old and older than, say, Larry Hagman and Patrick Duffy were on Dallas, his last episode of 60 Minutes, far more recently and in the lifetimes of Josh DiMaggio and Riley Yauch than Dallas. Dallas went off the air in 88?
90, perhaps? No, it was like 92, 93, I think they went off. Mm. It was like late night.
Anyway,
90s,
you are oftentimes very Andy. You know what? You know what I've noticed? Which, by the way,
I don't think that's a terrible observation by you.
Yeah, thanks. What do you think of my Andy Rooney? Did you ever notice? Is that pretty good?
Well, Riley has no idea what that, but yes, I don't think that's bad.
I don't.
You're the only one on the panel that can judge that. Riley right now is going to YouTube and finding some Andy Rooney sound for us to play before we play trivia. Nevertheless, it has been a while since he's been on television. I am not going to deal with Josh DiMaggio. This is our brand. And there are more, you know, as you saw on Wednesday at Hard Rock Casino Rockford, when they also have a lunch special for the 55 and over crowd, where you get to eat for half price. We packed them in the restaurant at lunchtime.
Oh, you get to eat half price?
I believe that was the deal, yes. You're almost there. I'm on the cusp. I ate for free, which was even better. But be that as it may.
Sure.
All right. As much as I could talk about Andy Rooney all day, my point was, usually you have your Andy Rooney type. Before we talk about Devontae Wyatt, there hasn't been that, and I feel
it's been a lot of Jair and a lot of training camp practices. It's tough to maneuver off of those issues. So okay. I understand it. I'm not mad at you guys for not doing anything interesting today. No.
Sorry, I haven't done anything interesting. Let's do something interesting and play trivia then. Riley Yauch, did you write these questions?
I did write these questions.
Are they about MMA, mixed martial arts?
No, I was inspired by Game 6 yesterday of the NBA Finals. Got me thinking about the Bucks Game 6 of their NBA Finals in 2021 and their
Bucks
playoff
and
run. Exactly. So the questions are surrounding the Bucks 2021 playoff run.
All right, so they won the 2021 title. So why are you asking for caller 22?
Because Chris Middleton is awesome, and that's his number.
And his number is going to be retired, and I'm going to collect a nice little stipend on that.
All right. Well, there you have it. Caller 22 right now for trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 2 for trivia, caller 22 for trivia, is next. Vortex Golf, of course, is the proud sponsor of Wilde and Tausch Trivia. And the category, again, the 2021 Bucks Playoffs, written by Riley Yauch. We will judge the quality of his questions with caller 22, 844-770-3776. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch. A thrilling Woe Riley coming up a little bit later here in the 11 o'clock hour. But before that, it's time to play some trivia.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Ryan in Madison. Is that what you said?
Yes, Riley? It is.
Riley in Madison. Riley in Madison. Riley is in Madison, but Ryan is also in Madison, and he's our contestant for Riley's Trivia. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you all doing today?
We are all super. Tausch, are you participating or spectating?
Absolutely I am. Does it not feel like this Bucks championship was like 2 decades ago already?
No.
Doesn't it feel that way?
It feels ancient.
It doesn't?
No.
It feels
no,
like a long
when
time.
When you put it in the perspective of 2 decades ago was the best 4-12 team in NFL history that you were on. No, it doesn't feel that long ago. But it does feel longer than it actually is. All right, question number one. Ryan in Riley Trivia is this. Before the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Phoenix Suns in the 2021 NBA Finals, which team did they beat in the Eastern Conference Finals? Did they beat the Indiana Pacers, the Atlanta Hawks, or the Oshkosh North Spartans?
Oh, I should know this. It seems obvious to go A, but I don't know why. I want to say Atlanta because that's what I feel like it was.
Let's go.
Pretty good reasoning there. Well done. Correctamundo. Yeah. It was the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta Hawks. Question two, Tausch.
Giannis had a legendary Game 6 performance en route to being named the unanimous Finals MVP. How many points did he score in that game? Was it 45, 40, or 50?
I thought he scored 50 that game because it was like a big deal.
Yes, he did, and I believe he went to a chicken place and got 50 nuggets. They also sell ice cream at that chicken place, but I'm not going to mention it. All right, chance to go 3 for 3 and to have 4 entries into the drawing, which is coming up next, assuming Jesse left Riley with all the requisite poker chips. Question 3, Ryan, is this. In Game 6... against the New York Nets. Now, were they the Brooklyn Nets at that point? Were they the New Jersey Nets? I don't remember them ever being the New York Nets.
It's probably the Brooklyn Nets. I was tired.
You were driving back from Wrigley. In Game 6 against the Nets, the Bucks won in overtime thanks to Kevin Durant infamously leaving his foot on the line for a 3, which turned it into a 2-point basket. What is Durant's shoe size?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. That is nice.
Now, just a refresher, and I'm a little nervous about this, because, again, his foot is one size. He wears a shoe size larger than his foot. And that was the storyline, that if he'd have worn shoes that actually fit him properly, it probably wouldn't have been on the line. But, nevertheless, according to Riley's correct answer that is highlighted on my sheet, does Kevin Durant wear a size 16 shoe, a size 15 shoe, or a size 18 shoe?
So I don't know this one at all. It's a guess. And I usually would guess a C, but I'm going to... Wait, what? Which one is...
It was A, 16, 14. B, 15, C, 18.
I'm going to go A. It's C, isn't it?
It is C. Yeah, it is C.
Ah! I tried to help you without really helping you there,
and gave you the letters.
No, you did. I did
the best I could without cheating, and then having Pat Murphy scream MFing cheater at me.
You know, I'm also at work right now delivering produce, so it's like a little difficult for me to totally vibe what I'm doing.
Fresh blueberries for Tausch to make a Maine-inspired blueberry pie later.
Yeah, babyface Tausch, my man.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
What is the biggest quantity, the produce that you deliver? Is it lettuce? What is the top one?
Onions.
It's onions and potatoes because they're the basis of everything. It depends on who's ordering it. I mean, I just delivered
five cases of lemons.
5 cases of lemons.
Depends on which restaurant. Like I said, a lot of onions, potatoes.
Okay. Baby loves lemons.
I mean, we do. I deliver all over Madison.
Okay.
Well, thanks for taking us along for your ride all day. We appreciate that.
Not a problem.
We also appreciate
I'm not driving right now, so I'm stopped.
Well, way to be safe. Thank you. Yes. I mean, you know, maybe you could have probably gotten 2 out of 3 even if you were moving in your vehicle. But be that as it may, you did get 2 out of 3.
What a jerk.
Well, that third question, that was hard. That was Riley. I'm not saying Riley should be banned, but
I thought.
Thank you,
Ryan. I appreciate it. I thought the logic behind Wildy and Tausch trivia, you have a gimme in one, a 50-50 shot in two.
C. You guys always put it on C. That's what I should have done.
And a guess in three. That I guess we put on C a lot.
I didn't think one was a gimme. I think it was
I'll leave Ryan with this. From our good friend Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, boy.
Believe you can, and you're halfway there.
Darn right.
So the next time you play,
you know it.
Just like Teddy said, believe you can, and then you're halfway there. Whether it's in delivering all your produce or getting Wildy and Tausch tribute.
If you can, you will. Or if you will, you can, or something.
I just got my quote from my quote people. Yeah. What did he say?
Your quote people.
Ryan's going to snack on some fresh berries, he said.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I brought extra berries with me so I can eat them on the truck.
Wow.
Yeah, strawberries.
Very health conscious. All right. Hey, Ryan, bottom line is you got 3 of the possible 4 entries. We're going to draw the winner next, so stay tuned. Maybe it'll be you. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right. Take it easy. Take care. Be good.
Love you guys.
I'll say this. If Ryan doesn't believe that he's going to win the Vortex package,
then he won't win. He's not halfway there.
He should believe that he can, and then he's going to be halfway there.
That sounds a little more convoluted than Teddy Roosevelt.
Speak softly and walk with a big stick, or however it goes.
Or a container of berries, as it were. All right, we need to get to Will Riley, and we need to draw this week's Vortex Golf Trivia winner.
If I may, thank you, Riley, for bringing
it. We finally found something that triggered an Andy Rooney moment.
If Ryan told you that he would bring a huge box of any produce once a month for a year to your house and drop it, what are you picking? You get one calendar year of unlimited produce for your family for a month, every month. What are you picking for him to drop off at your doorstep?
I'm going raspberries, 100%.
I'm picking strawberries. Not even close for me. I love strawberries. My favorite fruit.
Okay.
What do you got there, blueberry buddy?
I would I have to look at it more. I can't look at it selfishly. Just for me, I'd go blueberry because I love blueberries, and they're got the antioxidants, and they're good with cereal, et cetera, et cetera. Pies. I think we'd probably. This is going to sound crazy.
Onions.
I think I'd go multicolored carrots.
Wow.
That's what I think we'd go with.
What?
Yeah, I do. What? Sarah and Eleanor eat carrots like they're rabbits. They love carrots.
Why multicolored, though? just because they're cool?
I think they
change
like
it
they like
keep it interesting.
Because it's. I think it looks. Yeah, it's for plating and different things. That I think they enjoy that.
Plating.
I think I'd
charcuterie.
I think that's what I'd pick. And I'm not a carrot guy, but I love carrot cake, which is a fascinating dilemma.
That's servant leadership right there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
There's no way, if you're getting a pallet dropped off every month, that you're picking carrots.
Listen, we eat chili a lot, and we put carrots in our chili on a regular, okay?
On the regular.
No, on a regular. Carrots, I'm not a big fan, but I'm telling you, like the multicolored
carrot. What an unselfish
it
teammate.
It freezes.
Pass it up as free blueberries from Ryan.
Well, and blueberries don't last as long unless you freeze them.
Make a nice shepherd's pie with those carrots.
And some rabbit. All right, that's it for trivia. We need to pick a winner. We need to get to O'Reilly. That's all next with your multicolored carrot delivery. It's Wilde and Tausch. What is this tune you've got fired up?
This is just in the stack. It's called "The Nights" by Avicii.
Oh, Avicii! All right,
rest in peace.
Ceviche's good. You get enough lemon juice on there, it's good.
And if you get five cases of lemons dropped off by Ryan and Madison, then you got plenty of lemons for your ceviche. What we need now is a trivia winner, and Riley, bedazzled in all of his Badger Cardinal red, is ready to select this week's winner.
As you can see, my eyes are closed. I have no idea who I just selected. It is Hugh in Waukesha. Congratulations,
Hugh.
You've
got to be kidding me.
That's pretty good.
Hugh knew. That's great. Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hugh are not a winner, Ryan. Sorry.
No produce for us.
No multicolored carrots being delivered to the Tauschers now as a result. Instead, it's time for O'Reilly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
All right, this wasn't in my initial plan for Whoa, Riley, but it came across my desk during the show from Ryan Woolersheim and a couple texters as well.
That's my desk.
Tausch, I'm not sure if you are aware, but you have made CBS's list of all quarter century team for the Green Bay Packers.
What?
I was not aware.
Yeah. So congratulations. I'm honored to break the news to you.
Is that from CBS, you said?
Yeah.
You know what? Let me reframe. Okay. Let me reframe. I want to say CBS, with their great lineups of Dallas,
never noticed.
Survivor, and The Amazing Race, and what else was on? I legit, if you force me to pick from 2000 to 2025, naming CBS shows, I don't think I'm going to name you a bunch outside of Survivor and Amazing Race. But thank you for CBS. That's thank you to CBS and to Kelly and all of the – and I know Kelly doesn't work
there anymore.
Kelly's
not there anymore.
I know. I know he's not.
He had nothing to do with
Go
this.
Go check out his movie on Roku. That's awesome.
Is that a channel or is that a streaming service or is that a device? Roku.
It's probably everything.
It is. All right, here is, since Riley brought it up, I did see this come across my desk earlier in the show as well. Quarterback, Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. They took 4 running backs.
Let me see if I can guess.
Yes, your running backs. There are 4 of them.
A.G., R.G., EL, and AJ.
Nailed it. For those of you that were not playing the initial game, Amon Green, Aaron Jones, Ryan Grant, and Eddie Lacy are the four running backs. We'll just do offense because I don't want to eat up all of your time. The wide receivers, Tausch, there are...
How many?
Six.
That's six. A lot. Driver, Jennings, Jordy, Devontae... Ooh, boy. Cobb?
One to go.
Oh, that was, I thought that was six. James Jones.
There you go. You got all six. Two for, you have now gotten it, and we know you would have gotten the quarterbacks. Two tight ends.
Ooh.
Jimmy Graham is not one of them. Norris.
I mean, Martellus, I think Bennett. Bubba has to make it.
That's one.
Man, I don't know if the longevity is going to get this guy through. I'm going to say J. Mike. As the other
correct one. Again. All right, now.
Perfect.
We close it out.
The big one.
With the offensive line, there are 10 of them. Had they kept only nine, I don't know who the odd man out might have been. But 10 offensive linemen, you know one of them is you. Who are the other nine?
Cliffy.
Correct. I think we need a bell here every time he gets one.
All right, Riley.
D-Bach.
Two, three. Three, including you.
Sitton.
Four.
TJ.
Five.
Bulaga.
Six.
How many are there total? Ten?
Ten.
Four more.
Boy, I think they're going to go Corey Linsley.
Seven.
I just don't know if they're where the longevity thing hits. Like, that gets tough here. Because I would think Scotty Wells should be on there.
Eight.
Wow.
Can you do it? You have two to go. Two more, and you will have been perfect on offense.
Yeah. Who am I missing?
No pressure here.
I think they're going to go Elgton Jenkins.
Nine.
Wow.
You are one away. One away. Let me know if you need a hint.
Throw me a bone here, because I want to go perfect. I mean, I'm narrowing it down. I think Mike Flanagan should be in the mix. I don't know if they remember that. Like, I don't know if they're thinking that way. There's got to be somebody in that 14 team that I'm forgetting about. On the
or maybe someone that you played with that you're forgetting about.
Yeah, I just said Flanny. 25 years, they need probably 5 or 6 years.
Three-time Pro Bowler.
It's going
to
be Marco?
To the huddle. In Buffalo, Marco. Welcome you to the huddle, Marco Rivera.
I didn't know if they were going to – I didn't know if they'd go because he left in 04. That's only 4 years in the last 25. So Marco is it over – okay.
Marco over Flanny. And a perfect run by you. Whoa, Riley! Whoa, Riley! Yeah, that sounded pretty good.
Yeah. One of my originally planned topics, I don't know if you guys were watching the Brewers-Cubs game yesterday, but at one point, Sal Frelick took a big old hack, and the bat slipped out of his hands and got stuck in the net. And immediately afterwards, someone Brian Anderson dubbed as a finance bro, he was in a bright blue polo and khakis, climbed the net. Like, he literally had to lunge off the brick and climb up the net to rip the bat out of the net. And after he got that, he went down, everyone clapped for him. Then the workers came and took the bat away, kicked him out, before bringing him back into the stadium. It was an insane sequence. He got a massive ovation when they let him back in. It was awesome. So is that IPT to climb the net to grab a bat?
Apparently.
Or is that awesome? I'm in the camp of that it's awesome. Ultimately, Sal Frelick ended up signing a bat for him and giving it to him after the game.
Yeah, I don't know on this. I saw the clip of this, and B.A. and I don't know who was doing the game with him.
I think it was Tim Dillard.
We're really having some fun with this guy being what'd you call him, a finance
bro? Yeah, finance bro.
I don't know if that's like preppy and, you know, like you just got done with Wall Street or whatever, and you're out at the game dressed up. I think it's kind of a boss move. Like you turn into Spider-Man and climb up that net. I dig it. I understand why the Wrigley Field personnel people don't want it. I think it's pretty cool.
So, by reprimanding him and removing him and taking the bat away from him, it clearly would discourage people from doing that in the future, right? Copycats.
Yes. Sure.
Yes.
Well, if you give it, if you give him the bat and you let him back in, have you now not basically said, yeah, it's going to be an inconvenience if you engage in this behavior, but we'll let you back in? Like, it is IPT. I'm sure it's a major insurance risk. Like, they don't want people climbing nets. But I, personally, am glad that he got rewarded for his bro efforts, his Spider-Man-esque efforts. So I'm glad he got it. I don't have a problem with it. It's a good story.
Okay. I'm glad you guys are of the same ilk because I thought it was sick watching it live. Dude got up. Rewarded
so
for his
how
efforts.
Would we have, in fairness though, because all is that ends well or whatever that saying is.
Yeah.
How would we have felt if this finance bro
had fallen to
climbed
his
up and then fell and smashed his head open like a watermelon?
Like Ryan dropping a watermelon while he's delivering it.
And then we're having a different story.
All this stuff is cute and fun until
right.
someone
That's
falls off
point.
The net.
Mm-hmm. That would have been bad.
So I'm asking, how would we even be talking about it today?
Yeah, if someone fell to their death at the game, yes, I would think we'd be talking about it.
Yeah, or if he was
not in the way
injured.
We are now.
Yeah, it wouldn't be nearly as fun if he had like tried to yank it out and then just fell back.
No, Riley, you're right. It definitely would not be more fun if he had fallen and seriously injured himself.
I'm just saying, I'm imagining it as like a Looney Tunes type scenario where he's
That's
like
That's not real
the
life.
Bat.
Those are not documentaries.
Unfortunately not. It's really funny in my head, but he survives
this
and it's totally fine in my head.
This would be a good time for a Gruber read if you got one, Jason. I'm not sure if you've already read it.
If you've climbed up a fence and then injured yourself in a game, call
Well,
Gruber
hey, you
offices.
Remember, not to go back to the old Andy Rooney, but you remember when the dude at the Bears game jumped and caught the field goal and landed like a cat. He landed like a kitty cat.
Yeah, he'd had a few beverages, I believe, but he could have seriously injured himself as well. Unfortunately, he survived and then did an interview on Monday Night Football afterward, if I recall correctly. All right, that is it for Woe Riley. Yes, indeed, if you have been seriously injured in an accident or climbing up to retrieve a Major League player's bat, there's only one call to make. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. Feel Good Friday wraps up the show and wraps up the week. Presented by Hallman Lindsay Paints next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Born and raised under the rain and western wind.
It is time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Tausch, you've talked many times on this show about what coaches meant to you. And how you try to be as a coach, on a smaller level, I certainly try to do that as well. But I've always thought, you know, coaches and teachers can have a great impact on you in the most important years of your development as a person. And certainly your parents are vital too, but if you have a great coach who brings out the best in you and makes you feel good about yourself and helps you become the best version of yourself, that's a pretty powerful thing to be able to do. And Maddie has had that coach in Cal Crom, who has been the Ashwaubenon track and field and cross country coach. And so Maddie was a freshman this year at Ashwaubenon. She got her letter in both of those sports, and she was coached in both those sports by Cal, who after 17 years at Ashwaubenon has decided that it's time to step aside. His dad, who is extremely close to him, has been battling cancer, so he's chosen to step away from coaching. And while there was a lot of disappointment and a lot of tears when he made the announcement at the season-ending banquet, there was a lot of appreciation as well. And we are trying to look at this for Maddie, and Maddie is trying to look at it as if she'd have gotten there 1 year later, she would have missed him entirely. And she had a great year with him. He has really brought out the best in her, given her confidence. She has made two of her best friends through those sports. It has been everything we could have asked for from a coach and from an experience. And so for my Feel Good Friday, I just wanted to thank Cal publicly. I know he's a big fan of the show, listens on podcasts because he's busy working, but he has become a good friend of mine, and he means the world to us and to Maddie. He has been so great for her development as a, both a runner and as a person. So wanted to take this time to thank Cal. He is my Feel Good Friday, and we will miss him, but we understand his decision, and we wish him and his family the best moving forward. That's it for this week. That's it for today. We will be back on Monday. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.